My name is Mr. Jam. I am with you until 1 a.m. However, tonight's show is very, very, very special. We are joined by the saviour of BBC Radio 1. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Moyles is in the building.
Yeah! Wah! Good evening. Wah! Hello, Britain. Wah! Are we on One Extra as well as Radio 1?
We are on both stations,
Chris. Two wages! Double show fee.
Unfortunately, due to unique way that the BBC is funded, or so I was told.
In that case, I'm going.
Oh no, stick with us, because I think tonight is a good chance for people to understand how much you are into the dubstep and bass world.
Oh, I love it. I love it like a salad. I'm going to be all over this tonight.
All over it?
All over it. On it like a car bonnet, Mr. Jam.
That is what I like to hear, Chris. Yeah. Now, the last time that me and you did something together, you were slightly delirious through lack of sleep.
Yep, and we did that marathon show back in March last year.
Hey! Come on. We set them up. We'll hit them down. Musically, it's all about dubstep and bass. And of course, it's all about the banter.
Loving the banter. I love the dubstep and the bass. I don't know. I like the dubstep.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Then again, I like the bass.
Tonight, I think, can be a slight education.
Right.
For you to be able to take back to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, the biggest show in the universe, some of this music that we love.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll take the good stuff. I'm sure some of it will be a bit pants.
Well, see what you think of this. I know you think that some of it sounds very similar, but yeah. See whether this is different enough for you. Right. Dude from Northampton. He actually grew up with Flux Pavilion, who I know you're a massive fan of.
I love the Flux Pavilion.
This is Trolley Snatcher. It's called Make My Whole World.
Trolley Snatcher?
Trolley Snatcher. He used to work in a supermarket. Great
nice.
Name.
Nice. Ah.
The question of the night, though.
Can you stop handle this?
Boom.
Boom indeed.
Trolley Snatcher, Make My Whole World.
Trolley Snatcher.
Due for release on Casper's label, Dub Police, next month. Massive record, currently destroying clubs around the world.
I'm snatching my trolley right now.
I did not want to see that, Chris, but thank you very much.
You're
for
welcome.
That mental image that will stick with me for the rest of my life. Now, the good thing about bass music, and the good thing about dubstep for me, is that it seems to be reinvigorating classics. They've been digging in the crates, and bass music has been around for decades.
Like, sure.
Last week, I played a Rebel MC track that was released in 1992. And it sounds fresh all of today.
Which one?
I play Tribal Bass.
Does that sound fresh?
It sounds
fresh. I'm not sure
fresh.
If it sounded fresh in 92.
Apart from the Enya sample, it worked.
Right.
It worked.
All right.
But what's happening as well is a lot of producers are going back to the classics and just reinvigorating them with a brand new remix. Utah Saints! You Utah Saints! Back for 2012, this time remixed by Tantrum Desire. The original version of this was released in 1992. Set up to destroy clubs in 2012, this is What Can You Do For Me? Skrillex. Featuring The Doors. Breaking a Sweat, originally recorded as a collaboration for the Regeneration Music Project. Saw Mark Ronson, DJ Premier, and Skrillex remix and recreate five traditional styles of music. Skrillex worked with the remaining members of The Doors to create this.
Okay, play that beat again.
Did you just say Skrillex worked with the remaining members of The Doors to make this?
That's correct.
No, that never happened.
It did. You
I'm
can
sorry.
Watch it all online. Seriously,
no
Chris.
Way.
Honestly, what it was is that it was a car company in America, and they thought it would be a good idea for them to basically put people like Mark Ronson with traditional New Orleans groups, put DJ Premier, who is a hip-hop legend, with a classical music orchestra, and put Skrillex with The Doors, and this is what they came up with. Hence the sample of Jim Morrison in the middle talking about how music in the future is all going to be from computers, man. From computers.
All right. So Skrillex and The Doors made this.
Skrillex and The Doors made
some
this.
Old dudes.
Yeah.
All right.
That's why you've got the guy going, oh, that's good. Oh, woo. Yeah. Gotta love it. And if you do like Skrillex, he came fourth in the Sound of 2012 poll. And if you press the red button on any BBC TV channel right now, you can watch him hanging out in his hometown of LA.
Wow.
Yeah,
fourth, no. That's outrageous. It should have been third.
Oh, listen, I reckon...
Should have been third.
I think that whole list was a travesty. The fact that, you know, you should have been in there, Chris.
No, I shouldn't.
No, you should have. You should have.
You haven't heard me mix yet.
That's the point, actually. Yeah. Now, something that I am really, really looking forward to and something that I'm really glad that you agreed to do is mix on this show.
Well, you might not be thanking me in about 45 minutes.
You've got 20 minutes worth of mixing to do, Chris.
I might not have 20 minutes worth of mixing.
It might be just five.
Yeah, let's just see how it goes.
But it is Extra Dubstep, Extra Bass if you have just joined us, and tonight is the very first time that you're listening to this show. My name is Mr. Jam, and this is what I do every Saturday night on BBC Radio 1 Extra and BBC Radio 1. The one and only Chris Moyles is my co-pilot tonight.
Yo, I have my trolley.
He snatched it.
Snatched it.
Directly from the supermarket. Now, we've got all the usual XDXB goodies. We'll play one of the 14 dubstep downloads that are available for you for free download on the One Extra site from Leicester's Gemini. We're going to go behind the beats and get an uninterrupted 25-minute guest mix from one of my dubstep and bass ones to watch for 2012. A guy who goes by the name of Jacob Plant.
I love Jacob Plant.
You heard of Jacob Plant?
No, I love him.
You will have heard of Jacob Plant at the end of the show tonight. And every week we pay homage to a bass music foundational classic at midnight with the Sub Salute. Now, Chris, we would love you to choose a bass music classic.
Okay, I will.
It can be anything from the last 20 years. It can be a jungle record. It can be a garage record. It just has to be something that has got heavy bass that you can talk about.
Like Double Trouble and the Rebel MC.
We played Rebel MC last week.
Oh, really? Of course you did.
We did last week, so we couldn't go for Street Tough this week.
I wanted to play Street Tough.
I'm sorry. We could go anywhere else, though. Okay. So have a think. Plus, you're going to be in the mix later on. For as long as we're going to convince you to be able to be behind these decks.
Am I really going to be mixing on Radio 1 and 1 Extra for 20 minutes on a Saturday night?
You're not only going to be mixing, you're going to be mixing dubstep and bass, Chris. Now, I know a lot of people, when they think of Chris Moyles, they think of dubstep.
No, they don't. They might think of Greg's.
Greg's step.
Yeah.
Actually, though, something that actually that did come up, I was talking to some of the original jammers, which are the people that I call my regular listeners.
The original jammers.
Oh, yes, on the Facebook. And we thought of a really good dubstep DJ name for you.
All right.
We'll talk about that later on in the show.
I do.
It's not offensive.
I bet it is.
It probably is the only thing that people put up there that wasn't offensive.
Right.
To be brutally honest.
What was the most offensive one that you could say?
I can't remember any
DJ
of them.
DJ Fat.
Yeah, there were a lot of fat jokes. Yeah, a lot of fat jokes.
MC but, Fathead.
I'm not a fan of fat jokes.
No, I'm not.
No.
Unless I'm doing them.
Yeah.
You know.
We're kind of people that can dish it but can't take it. But we've got a really good one for you tonight.
All right.
So before you get in the mix for 20 minutes, we will christen you with your brand new name.
Thank you.
Musically, though, you can expect dubstep and bass from across the broad spectrum. Some of it you'll know, some of it you'll get to know, some of it you'll like, and I'll be brutally honest, some of it you'll think is absolute noise and you'll want to switch off the radio. But
so
stick with
far,
us.
So good.
Stick with us. I'm stick with it. Us. World exclusive first place, Stinkerbell on the remix from Maverick Sabre's No One. Right there, Maverick Sabre, love you.
He's not Welsh.
No, he is. He pretends to be Irish to be cool.
What was that Irish you were doing?
Yeah, my grandma is spinning in her grave as we speak at this moment in time. B-Traits featuring Elizabeth Troy, that's called Fever. What are you saying, Chris? Do you like that one?
I like that. It's very old school.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like I was saying, there's a lot of stuff that's around this moment in time that is really taking nods from the past and stuff that people might have grown up from, you know, you being a 90s kid as you are, stuff that you might have heard
back
in the
day. I was born 24 years ago.
Yeah, that means you grew up in the 90s.
Oh, okay, yes it does. I knew that.
Now you're currently trying to research what we're going to go in with for the Sub Salute, right?
Well, yeah, because I forgot to choose my track. So I'm having a look now, and I need to choose something that, like, you'll be impressed with.
Think less about impressing me and think more about something that actually means something to you. Something bassy. Something, I don't know, garage? Garage, was that any good for you around the early noughties with, like, the Dream Team and stuff?
Oh, no, that was all pants.
What about Jungle? The kind of drum and bass jungle, that side of things?
Maybe.
How about ravey? Stuff that sounded like this the first time around.
I mean, I could choose like a really awful ravey track.
but let's try and get something good on.
Have a think, have a think.
I'm having a look, I'm having a look.
Well, as you have a look, have a look. I'll have a mix.
Oh, go on then, Mr. Jam.
Let's see if this will work.
Mr. Jam. Chris Moyles.
What's this?
This is fresh from Adam F.
Your mixes are too good because I don't know what, how many, I don't know if I've heard one track, two tracks, three tracks, or four tracks. Some can might you tell me, please?
They all sound very similar, some
no,
might say.
No, what I mean by that is I'm having a good night, and but the mixing's too good.
Okay. All right, cool. So you mean me to do something between the tracks to more differentiate between the lot?
Well, no, but I just need to... So what have we just heard, right?
So what we're hearing right now, this is Adam F. versus Sonic C. It is called In the Air, and it's available for free download right now.
Free?
Free download.
That's crazy.
Yep. A lot of people are giving away tracks for free. Don't know why.
I like that.
Before that, you heard Red Light with G-O-M-H, Get Out My Head, which is his brand new single. Yeah, Annie Mac's a massive fan of that one as well.
Forget her. I like that. Red Light.
Yeah. Representing Bristol, he goes in really. He kind of, you can't categorise what he plays apart from as his stuff. He calls it Red Light music, which is always nice. And people make up brand new genres. In fact, I believe that he thinks that his own record is
essential.
That's him saying it himself. And before that, B Traits featuring Elizabeth Troy.
That was the kind of Fever. That was the old schooly one.
The old school feely one with the little ravey breaks and stuff.
That's out now.
That is out on the 30th of January.
God, you know everything.
The beauty of writing notes.
Don't give it away.
I want to give you something right now, though. I know that you have been a fan of Nero in the past.
Yes, sir.
Nero's next single from the album Welcome Reality is, for some people, a standout from the album. The next official single from the album Welcome Reality. Nearer Must Be the Feeling. Extra Dubstep, Extra Bass, BBC Radio 1, Extra BBC Radio 1. Mr. Jam at the controls with the mighty Chris Moyle.
Hi there.
Hi.
Good evening, Britain and the world.
Hello. What do you reckon to this, Chris?
I like this. I like Nero. And I like Must Be the Feeling.
It's slightly less wob 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 wob. Have you heard of Knife Party yet, Chris?
Yeah, they've got there's a track out. There's a free track that they've got out now.
Yeah,
called Internet Friends, which is really good.
What? This record?
Oh yeah, I don't know yet. This is what. Good.
Shall we play it?
Yeah, go on.
Let's play it.
I know so much about you.
I know.
Oh, yes.
I love you.
Really?
Look at everything I've done for you.
Sure.
You'd be nothing without me.
A natural voice.
The Mighty Knife Party.
Mighty Knife Party.
That's called Internet Friends, and if you like the sound of that, I will be taking over the decks 9 p.m. Saturday the 28th of January when BBC Radio 1 and Radio 1 Extra take over Hull. We will be bringing you Sub Focus, DJ Fresh, Hudson Mohawk, Jack Wob, and Knife Party.
Yes.
Live.
Yes.
It's going to be big. You going to be there, Chris?
No, I can't make it, but sure it will be amazing. I'll be listening to it live.
Oh, mate, you should come. We'll put you in VIP, although it's a student venue. I reckon there isn't a VIP.
I don't need VIP, do we?
No, but we want you to experience
when
this
is
in
it?
The club.
When is it?
28th of January.
I can't.
You can't?
I can't make it.
Oh, mate. Well, if like Chris, you can't make it, don't worry, because it's going to be on your computer. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1 on the night and you'll be able to watch it as it will be visualised, as they say. And you can also listen to it directly on BBC Radio 1 and Radio 1 Extra.
I like this track, but I find her voice a little bit annoying.
If it was a real person, I'm sure she'd take offence.
Well, it is, but they're trying to sound like a computer voice, but it's a real person and I don't like... But I like the track. I think the track's great.
Do you know her?
What?
Do you know the...
No,
you know
I don't know her.
But you know everyone else.
I know everybody.
You do. You're like 6 degrees of separation with Chris Moyles. It just doesn't work.
Well, you name it.
Because you know everyone.
Name someone and I'll tell you if I know him.
Timmy Mallett.
I have met Tim Riley, yeah.
Okay,
well, give me some cool names.
Bruce Forsyth, that's cool.
I don't know him.
No?
I've never met him.
Have you never met him?
No.
Okay. But you know, 6 degrees of separation isn't too far off.
I know people. Well, I know people that know him. Yeah.
All right, some cool names. How about Rob and Gareth from Pendulum?
See, now, I don't know them.
Ah.
I've met somebody from Pendulum. I think it might be the singer.
Then you've met Rob.
Where's he from?
Australia.
Yeah, I've met him. I met him at a big weekend. And I think he came up and said, thanks for playing the track. And I went, no, you're welcome. I don't know what track he was on about.
Then as soon as he walked away, who's that? Who's that?
But then, so he's half of Knife Party.
He's half of Knife Party.
I like that track.
Well, there you go.
Well, Saturday night, we're in the mood, Mr. Jam.
This is good. I'm quite happy that I'm finding stuff that you're not finding too offensive.
Well, no, because it's all. I'm really liking what you've played. This Knife Party, that Knife Party track was brilliant, and then Nero was good, and I liked Adam F, and I liked Red Light, and Maverick Sabre was good, and the Skrillex featuring the Doors track. Because I thought, oh my God, I hope you don't commercial it up and just stick some DJ Fresh in or some like cheesy commercial stuff like that. You're keeping it real, that's what I like.
I'll tell you what, then I won't play DJ Fresh.
Oh, I'm only nice.
No. I won't play it anyway because we haven't got time.
Right, fair enough.
Now, what I want to direct you to, and anybody that's listening to the show right now, is that if you're in the UK, if you go to the One Extra website, if you go there right now, there'll be a lovely picture of my face. Click on that picture. Yeah, it may be slightly horrifying, but don't worry. If you click where it says free downloads, there are 14 free dubstep downloads for you to get hold of. Stick on your MP3 player, share with all of your mates. Maybe if tonight is the first time that you've ever heard dubstep and you want to hear a little bit more, get a little bit deeper, we ask some of the biggest and hottest DJs and producers from across the scene to put together a mix for us that we give to you for free download every 2 weeks. And currently, one of the 14 that you can grab is from a 21-year-old guy from Leicester, goes by the name of Gemini, but his mother calls him Thomas.
Ah.
Currently studying at the University of Leeds.
Leeds.
A lot of people are really tipping him for big things in 2012. He was in the guest mix for us last week, and he was behind the beats. But tonight, this is how he gets down.
Hang on. Before we get into this, right?
Yeah.
When do I do my mix?
We're going to do that immediately after this, Chris.
Yeah, but hang on. So we play this mix.
Yeah.
With this guy who's like amazing.
Yeah.
And straight after that, then it's me.
Well,
that's so not fair.
Well,
I'd rather DJ after DJ Fresh.
All right, then. I'll play the DJ Fresh track after this. We'll have a one-track bridge.
All right.
Right now, though, this is Gemini in the dubstep download. Along with 14 other dubstep downloads, it's Extra Dubstep, Extra Bass, BBC Radio 1 Extra, taking over BBC Radio 1, Mr. Jam at the controls, and very soon, jumping behind the decks, the one and only Chris Moyles.
Yeah, me. I'm going to mix live. I'm proper going to mix live.
I know.
It won't be very good, like.
I think it will. Now, I heard your show the other day where you were practicing in the morning. and I think it'll be fine.
I couldn't even find the right fader to even hear the track.
I blame Alid.
Yeah, you're right.
Alid's like too. The sound engineer in a nightclub where you go in there with your equipment and the sound engineer doesn't quite know what's happening, but you know the equipment better than he does.
Right.
But he sets you up wrong.
Well, I'm all fired up. I'm ready. Saturday night, Radio 1, Radio 1 Extra, to the whole UK and the world.
The world! It's and a truly international show, this
I'm
one.
I'm going to genuinely get on the decks. And how long am I meant to mix for?
You can have 20 minutes if you want. What have you got prepared?
I've got a list of songs.
And you got CDs?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is what I said earlier on. We put it out to the original jammers on the Facebook to come up with a name for you.
Right.
And yeah, there was a lot of fat jokes.
Yeah.
But there was one that was so
I'm
simple.
I'm not as fat as I used to be.
That's what I kind of said. Somebody said it was DJ Morbidly Obese.
Ooh,
which was kind of good.
I like that.
But it doesn't work now.
Better than Trolley Knickers or whatever. What was his name earlier?
Trolley Snatcher.
Trolley Snatcher. I like DJ Morbidly Obese. Hello there, DJ Morbidly Obese in your face.
You Welsh again.
Thank you.
But the one that really stuck out for me, really simple,
yep,
but really effective.
Yeah.
And something that I could hear a dubstep and bass DJ being called.
Right.
Sellium.
What?
Sellium.
Sellium.
DJ Sellium in the mix.
Sellium.
Yeah. It's Moyles backwards.
Is it?
Selium. S-E-L-Y-O-M.
He's writing it out.
Selium.
Selium.
Yeah, I had to write it down.
It's only your name. You've only had to live with it for the last 24 years.
Yeah, but I don't say it backwards, do I?
No, but yeah, it works.
Mr. Madge.
Magic Sim. I have practiced that.
Wow. So what am I, DJ?
Selium.
DJ Selium.
DJ Selium in the mix. Right.
Okay.
See, it will work. I can see that someone on the bill at Fabric or...
DJ Selium!
There we go.
Play me some bass!
Well,
then
you will
have
be.
All them jingles that you play.
That bass line is sickening! With DJ Selium!
Oh my God, DJ Selium, you're like average! Oh my God, that mix was slightly out!
Well, we'll find out in a minute. First, that DJ Fresh.
Oh.
Featuring Rita Ora, Zed Bias on the remix for
DJ
Hot Right
Stale.
Now. DJ Fresh, Hot Right Now, featuring Rita Ora, Zed Bias on the remix, as also remixed by Chris Moyles.
Yes!
You're going in there, Chris.
I know.
Extra Dubstep, Extra Bass, BBC Radio 1 Extra, BBC Radio 1 joining forces, myself, Mr. Jab, and the mighty Chris Moyles. Now, I bet you didn't know that Chris Moyles is also known as DJ Selium.
Yeah, don't tell everyone, though.
Oh, no. Tonight, I think it's time to let people know that Clark Kent really is Superman. Chris Moyles really is DJ Selium.
No, I'm really Clark Kent.
Soon to be seen in nightclubs around the universe, playing the best in dubstep and bass.
Don't know about that.
Right here on this show, it's nearly midnight. We pause the sub salute. That will come back after Chris Moyles jumps into the mix. You ready?
Well, I'm kind of ready. I'm a bit nervous because I'm genuinely going to do it live.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know.
Listen.
I'm just, you know.
You entertain the nation in the morning.
Yeah, but this is different though because it's Saturday night, Radio 1, Radio 1 Extra.
Yeah.
Broadcasting to the whole UK, the whole world.
But that's why you shouldn't feel nervous.
But this is serious. This is not like messing around mixing. This is serious mixing.
So this is basically your audition for nightclubs around the universe, isn't it, really?
I don't know about that.
I'm thinking an extra revenue stream for you, Chris.
Well, I'm going to give it a go anyway. I've got some tracks and I'm going to give it a go.
Whenever you're ready, press play on that button, brother.
You ready?
Ready.
Let's go. Yes. Got to work out what the buttons do. You know what I mean?
Ladies and gentlemen, making his debut right here on BBC Radio 1 Extra and BBC Radio 1, DJ Selium!
DJ Average!
DJ Beatmaster!
DJ slightly, almost Beatmaster.
No, you see, the thing is that you've never, in all of your years at BBC Radio 1, ever mixed live on the show.
No, and I thought for my first time... Bearing in mind, I've got to be honest, is this the last track that I play?
I don't even
know what this is, right? But I think I did a fairly good job of mixing it into the last track. And I've got to be honest, I didn't know what that was either. I know I played some Dizzy.
You played some
and
Dizzy.
I played Flux Pavilion.
Yeah, you kicked off the mix
played
with
Avicii.
Flux Pavilion. Avicii remixed by Skrillex. You played a bit of Chucky.
Yes, I did.
I'm in Miami, but his new tune.
Yeah, I like that.
With Dylan Francis on the remix.
Right.
You played a little bit of Rusko.
Everybody's
looking for that somebody to
know. I did.
And you ended with Yasmin, featuring Shy FX and Miss Dynamite.
Did I? Okay, good. Because I don't know what that was.
Shall we play something that you definitely do know?
Yes, okay. All right.
Celebrating the foundations of bass music, it's time for the Sub Salute.
This is the part of the show where we play a classic.
I think I'm about to undo all the good work that I've just done.
Why? Why?
Because of the track that I've chosen.
Okay, so I think the track that you've chosen cannot be questioned because it's produced by Eric Murillo.
Oh, there you go.
Eric Murillo
is
an absolute legend.
Legend.
One of the most credible electronic music producers possible.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, it's an instant win.
And it was a big hit across the world. And... people know it depending on what age. Kids and parents love it so.
Yeah.
The happy sound of
this track. Produced by Eric Murillo.
Eric Murillo. Kids and parents love it so because it's produced by Eric Murillo.
There you go.
MCing on the show as well, Chris.
Yes, sir. You know it. And then so it's an Eric Murillo track.
Yeah.
With vocals on top.
Yes.
And it was huge. It blew up.
But what does this record mean to you? As someone who plays music on the radio.
It was my first ever mix.
Yeah?
I mixed it in with Black Lace, Agadoo. And that's not a joke at all. And if anybody is listening to this and you don't believe me, and you've got a set of decks, get Black Lace, Agadoo off of the 80s, mix it in with the following track, and you'll go, he's right, you know, they do. I mean, you have to do a tiny bit of work, but
okay.
They're not far off from each other.
All right, well, let's press play. Chris Moyles, what are we about to play?
We're about to play Mr. Jam, Reel to Reel feature with the Matt Stuntman, I Like to Move It.
Oh, no, we're not.
I thought that was you swearing.
No, it wasn't. We're not allowed to use tone anymore, are we?
I don't know. I don't use bad language. I can start it off if you want.
Okay, go.
I like to move it, move it. 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 You like to move it.
You cannot deny that classic. You cannot deny that classic. Reel to Reel featuring the Mad Stuntman. I like to move it, move it. As chosen by Chris Moyles, this week's sub salute.
You're welcome.
Thanks, mate.
It's a pleasure. And about now, you either remember this as original track, or you know this as an old school track, or you know this from the Madagascar movie.
Yeah, that Sacha Baron Cohen re-vocaled, didn't
he? I've never seen it.
Sacha Baron Cohen, a.k.a. the voice of Ali G, redid this for Madagascar, which I think is a travesty.
Do they not use the original track in Madagascar?
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
No. Are you I don't think that's right.
It was Sacha Baron Cohen. What was the character that he played? The King Rat, or is he...
No.
He's a something. It's him.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Saturday night and I'm sober. What's going on?
Well, what is going on is the fact that your influence is on the show because we're running late.
I'm so sorry.
Sounding great.
But I did my 20-minute mix in 20 minutes.
You did do your 20-minute mix in 20 minutes, but the amount of music that we were going to play for you, including someone sampling some Star Wars and turning it into a dubstep record that I wanted to play for you. We haven't got time to play it, but what we have got time to do is we're going to go in with Jacob Plant. Now, Jacob Plant is an artist that I'm tipping for big things this year.
Yes.
He's kind of very varied in his production, definitely within the world of dubstep and bass.
Right.
But I don't think you could categorise him as dubstep. I don't think you could categorise him as house. I don't think you could categorise him as drum and bass. There's a little bit of everything. But we got him to do a guest mix tonight that takes in a lot of his influences. And we thought we would find out a little bit more about him before we play his guest mix. So this is how he makes his beats.
Cool.
Behind the Beats.
Introduce yourself.
What's up? This is Jacob Plant. I'm a 20-year-old electro and dubstep producer.
When did you make your first beat?
I made my first beat when I was about 13, and it was just a mix of everything that I love, from rock to electro and hip-hop. And it wasn't very good, but it was just a stepping stone for me to kind of try out different sounds and genres.
What's your technical setup?
I use Pro Tools to record all my music. Basically, I've just used it since I was 13, so I know it really well, and it comes really naturally to me when I'm trying to work. In terms of sounds and stuff, I just use a lot of plugins and a couple of keyboards.
What are your studio essentials?
My studio essential would have to be probably a cup of tea. I have about 10 a day. I used to have a lot of sugar, but now I have none. And I like it quite strong, and I normally take Earl Grey.
Mimic your favourite sound.
My favourite sound would have to be a hard-hitting snare.
See, I'm quite glad that he answered that question. A lot of people, when we do the behind the beats, fake their sounds.
You know, he sounds so excitable, doesn't he?
Welcome to the world of dubstep and bass producers, Chris.
Seriously. My God. I mean, he sounds like a nice fella, but, you know.
He's a little bit more energetic when he's not talking and he's behind the boards.
Well, I bet.
Let's get into his guest mix.
10 cups of tea a day. Try 10 cups of coffee. Wake up!
Jacob Plant in the guest mix. The sound of Jacob Plant in the guest mix right here on BBC Radio 1 Extra. BBC Radio 1, full track listings for tonight's show.
Yes.
Including Jacob Plant's guest mix, including all of the dubstep downloads are available right now on the BBC Radio 1 Extra website. bbc.co.uk/...
Will there be track listings? Sorry.
1XTRA/MISTAJAM, which is how I spell my name, because it looks Jam. Bigger than Mr. Jam.
Will there be track listings from the set from DJ Selyum that was on earlier on tonight, Jam?
I believe so. I believe that...
Can I have a copy of that afterwards, because I still don't know what I played?
I'll write on your CDs for you, Chris. Now, if you are listening to this show for the very first time, this is what we do on a Saturday night. We bring you extra dubstep, extra bass across the course of the week.
XDXB.
XDXB!
Yes, sir.
Hashtag, we bring you epicality across the course of the week. Oh. A word that I invented. Epic musicality, putting together epicality.
Look at you.
I've even got it in the Urban Dictionary as a definition.
Wow.
It's in there.
You dweork. That's dweeb and dork put together, dweork.
I prefer geek.
Right. Okay.
It's easier and simple and straight to the point. But across the course of the week, every week I pick one record that isn't just hot, it's jam hot. It becomes my record of the week.
Jam hot.
Yes. And since the show started in 2007, we have had 200 jam hots.
Mm.
This is the 200th.
Yo, people.
This is jam hot.
This is jam hot.
This is just hot. This is jam hot.
Serious. Jam
hot. Now, Chris, you know that Tiny Temper record, Written in the Stars?
Million miles away.
Yes.
Written in the mirror.
The guy who sings that bit,
right,
is a guy called Eric Turner.
Eric Turner.
Now, he is possibly going to be the biggest Swedish export this year.
who's his competition?
The producer IKEA? Behind him. IKEA, yes. Whoa. The producer behind him, a producer
and
goes by the name of
Ishii. He could be the biggest thing to come out of Sweden, or it might be a self-assembly wardrobe. We haven't yet worked out who's going to get there first.
It could be Eric Turner, it could be the Dlugan. Who knows? Eric Turner, Cardinal Official, Wretch 3-2, Professor Green. It's called Style Changer.
Jam hot.
Oh, yes.
Jam.
Can't believe we're near the end of the show, Chris.
I know.
I've actually had a lot of fun.
It's good here. Yeah. I like it here on a Saturday night.
You're more than welcome to come back anytime.
Well, thank you very much.
Even though I know you probably won't.
Well, I might do. You never know.
No, you should. You should.
I occasionally drink around the corner.
Well, pop in.
So I can come in for the last hour.
Hey, Mr. Jam.
You know, if I was a proper DJ...
I think we need to explain. Off air, off mic, Darren just said to you, if you weren't a DJ, if you were a proper DJ, what would you play?
He said to me, if you were a DJ, what would you play? I went, I am a DJ, you cheeky git. And he goes, yeah, no, but if you're a proper DJ...
What he meant was, if you weren't an esteemed radio broadcaster, broadcasting to millions every morning on the nation's favourite BBC Radio 1...
How rude.
What would you play if you were a club DJ?
I'd play... Extra dub bass, and extra step.
Yeah, that was a faux pas, wasn't it?
So glad that the message has got through to
it's
that.
It's been a long day.
It has.
Saturday night
it has.
And all that.
It has.
Now I'm chilling out after this track.
Well, look, if you ever feel like joining me on any of my gigs, 20th of January, I'm going to be at Room 1 in Fabric. 26th of January, I'm going to be at The Plug in Sheffield. 28th, it's all about Radio 1 in Hull. The Sub Focus, Knife Party, Hudson Mohawk, DJ Fresh and Jack Wob. The 4th of February, I am going to be at the Junction in Cambridge.
Right.
Or the 10th of February, I'm going to be at the Bunker in Bristol. You're more than welcome to join me at any of those gigs, Chris.
Okay, well, thanks very much. I'll plug my stuff now. Monday morning, I'm on Radio 1 from 6:30. And next Friday night, Channel 4 for Chris Moore's Quiz Night, which is back.
The books are also available.
I am available to DJ with Mr. Jam, though. If anyone's listening and you've been impressed by my mixing from earlier, I can warm up for you, Jam.
You're more... That's what I'm saying. Come on the road with us. Let's do a tour.
All right.
Moyles and Jam. What'd you say?
Moyles and Jam.
Moyles and Selyum.
Jam and Moyles.
Yes.
So look, keep it BBC Radio 1 Extra as we take over Radio 1 this Saturday night. Robbo Ranks is up next with the 1 Extra Showcase.
Robbo!
1 Extra Mix with Young Lion at 3 a.m. Charlie Slough counting down the tracks that got him into hip-hop at 5 a.m. At 6 a.m. it's 1 Extra's Best of the Week, but we leave you with this. This is Marker.